Hey everyone, it's Andrew Van with the One Star Reviews podcast, and I've been a little busy lately, haven't been able to produce more episodes, but I will be doing those soon in 2023. In the meantime, I wanted to replay an old episode of a podcast I used to also produce and co-host called False Start with me, Andrew Van, and it's a Thanksgiving draft where a group of friends of mine, you will recognize Caleb Westman, Larry Simonson, Chris Freeland, Lindsay and Manis Clancy, and the honorary Ben Burris. We joined together and made a Thanksgiving draft, picked out our favorite proteins, our favorite sides, our favorite desserts, and favorite programming to create a competition of who would have the best Thanksgiving experience. This is one of my favorite episodes I've ever done as a podcast. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you have a wonderful, happy Thanksgiving, and more episodes soon to come. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being part of One Star Reviews.
Is this the biggest panel you've had in a single show?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh,
this is hopefully going to be a better panel, too, than last time. Actually, all of you were here for the Game of Thrones panel.
I was here, so
you were not. You bailed last minute.
Yeah, you emailed your thoughts.
Three of us were there.
Yeah. I emailed my thoughts.
We were there.
Let's close
that
cooler so we don't want the heat out of the cooler.
I listened to that podcast driving home from like a job interview.
It had that twang in the background.
The Game of Thrones one?
Yeah, it had that weird...
Oh, yeah.
In the background. And then I was sitting in a... Five Guys by myself listening to it, cracking up. Cracking up with headphones on. Just, whoo, Caleb, you're a funny guy. God.
I love listening to podcasts in a restaurant, like, alone.
You look like a
like
psycho.
I'm here with all my friends.
You look like a psycho. I love it.
I had to stop at work for a while because I was, like, laughing, and it was stuff that I, like, did not want to share with the crowd. Mm. You know, like, the stuff that I was laughing
at
was, like...
Myself?
Of, like, oh, no, not even, just, like, other episodes, too, but, other like, things that, like, maybe I don't want
to,
like, let people know that this is a thing that I'm laughing out loud at.
Oh, I'm listening to White Lies by NPR. It's about racism. But they told a really funny spot. It was a really funny thing.
Yeah.
It's funny racism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My kids want to listen to the podcast. They're like, can we listen? I'm like, no.
No.
There's a lot of language.
There's a lot of the fuck word.
I think
the fuck word,
and it's mainly me dropping it. So take that, Tim Flynn of Alaska T Fly.
Last episode I was on with you, I did kind of tally it. I was like, man, I'm saying it a lot.
Is that the one where your coworker found it on LinkedIn because I post on LinkedIn?
What?
Yes.
Yeah, you'll tell.
I'm sorry, you post this on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Nice.
I get most feedback from LinkedIn, actually, of all places. Yeah.
Okay, boomer.
But also, like, if you're actually getting, like, feedback there, like, why not?
Yeah, seriously. So I was surprised. And
he's trying to spread that word.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
He's trying to market.
Do you not want it?
Yeah, it's just, I'm, like, leaning a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
She can be your soundboard. She can tell you when things are happening.
Mm-hmm. Caleb's solid okay boomer use, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, I had that one locked and loaded.
Yeah, yeah.
So guys, this is the 2019 inaugural Thanksgiving food draft. And I just recently did the Halloween bracket episode by myself because it was just a random idea I had and I was bored that morning. So I thought, why not bring food experts here from all ever?
Whoa, is that a fat joke?
Yeah. Look at me.
I
don't even have sleeves on. I'm so fat. Caleb, I'm very comfortable right now. So you at least have like this nice bomber shell jacket thing going.
Thanks.
There you go.
Battle of London coming up soon. So.
Oh, all right. There we go. So to announce the order of the tonight's draft, drum roll, we have... Lindsay is going first. She has the first overall pick.
Well, she wins.
We have Larry up next.
Yeah, I love food.
Caleb, Manis, Chris, and then Ben Burris, and then it'll be a snake order. So for those who don't know, so once Ben, which I will be Ben with his list, drafts, he gets the next draft, then we go backwards. So it'll be Ben, Chris, Manis, Caleb, Larry, Lindsay, Larry.
What if somebody already picks something that Ben already has on his list?
So
then I would just go down to the next thing, because he gave me like a big list.
Wait, did you say that you can pick stuff at any time, though?
Right, so it's three sides, one protein, one bread, one dessert, and then a program of your choice.
But So once something is picked,
it's off the board. Now I will say this.
Off the board. Okay.
Yeah, but I'll say this. Like the example I use that with is like mac and cheese, because I don't care if it's like a baked mac and cheese or a creamy mac and cheese, but if it's like a weird casserole. Right, like there's all kinds of casseroles. It's like there's green beans, but there's like a green bean casserole. I think that's like the edge of like, okay, that maybe I'll let that slide.
Yeah, but green bean casserole is different because it also includes mushroom.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's why I would let that count. Be like, if you had green beans, but then you know he came out. Chris was like, I like green bean casserole because I'm white and I like a can of mushrooms, cream of mushrooms. Mm-hmm. Do you like cream of mushrooms?
Actually, I'm not a big fan of mushrooms.
No? As you're a vegetarian.
As a vegetarian, I feel like it's always getting forced on you.
That's one of the reasons that I like won't try to go vegetarian is because I don't like mushrooms enough to have that like sustain me.
Yeah. Well, don't people say like mushrooms is like your steak substitute? It's got the texture and the meat.
I will go on the record saying that is bullshit. It is not the same whatsoever. I guess
like a really meaty portobello could be like chicken-ish, but like only in
texture. It still tastes like a mushroom. Like, I like mushrooms, but like, it still tastes like a mushroom.
I'm uncomfortable with the phrase meaty portobello.
I win.
Hey guys, we're meaty portobello.
I got you, meaty portobello.
So at the end of all this, Van, you're gonna judge our teams, right?
My fat assness will judge this team.
Yes. So it is possible to win and possible to lose, hypothetically.
Yes.
Okay. Will this be like a ranked, or will it be like a first place, second place, third place, or is it like last winner place and losers?
I'll give you like letter grades.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to, but we can pick any, as long as we have like a full thing by the end.
Yep, absolutely. Okay.
What if the rankings are like the family members at Thanksgiving, like the loser is racist uncle?
Okay.
Then that's your program. Instead of watching the Macy's Day Parade, you can just be like political rants with Uncle.
A debate with
trolling,
my uncle.
Trolling Uncle is your program of choice.
Oh, God.
All right. Okay. Let's get this started.
Cool. I'm going to get the... Great. Okay. One protein, three sides, one bread.
She's warming up.
I'm just looking at the requirements.
No, it's fine. Here we go. The 2019 false start. Fake sports. Real shots. That's not Larry Simon.
Oh, sorry. False start. Real sports. Fake shots. Or vice versa.
I'm your host, Andrew Van, with a giant... a room full of improvisers, comedians, and just funny engineers. It's you. You're the funny engineer. I love you. I'm very flattered you guys are all here. We have Chris Freeland in the room.
Hello.
We have Larry Simonson.
I am Larry Simonson.
Lindsay Heyman.
Hey.
Man is Clancy.
Hi.
Caleb Westman.
Hello.
All returning from this episode, which we are going to pick the best Thanksgiving meal you can have. And the order listed, as I said earlier, going into this is Lindsay, Larry, Caleb, Manus, Chris, and our friend Ben Burris is not here because he's been working third shift for the past 2 weeks. He finally got up today, so he's playing his Nintendo Switch at home with his family like a good man should. But I have his list of his choices, and we're going to go over that too. So that being said, let me see here if I got the next soundbite for me. And Lindsay, you are on the board.
Great. So with the first pick of the draft, I'm going to go with stuffing. It's my favorite part of Thanksgiving.
Stuffing is off the board.
Wild upset in the first round.
Yeah, it's my favorite part of Thanksgiving. Wow. I could eat just that and be content with my meal. So.
Turkey McShay is losing his mind.
Well, was turkey the obvious choice?
But like, here's the thing. What other holiday would you even eat stuffing? Like, stovetop.
Right?
Yeah, but it's only like on the end caps.
Oh, no, but we don't make stovetop. It's like very homemade.
Oh, like the real stuff.
Yeah, very homemade.
Yeah, we're just beginning to touch on what I think is going to become a philosophical debate over the course of this podcast, which is, are we trying to create the best classic Thanksgiving meal or the best overall meal that happens to be eaten on Thanksgiving? Van, that's for you to decide.
That's for me to decide.
Yeah.
That's up to racist uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of racist uncle, Larry, you're next.
I do have a racist uncle. My choice is going to be mac and cheese. But specifically... Specifically, it is the written down. It is Lauren's mac and cheese. My wife makes the best fucking mac and cheese.
But she
ever.
Makes like 20 variations. Which one?
No. This is the modified from Bon Appetit's best mac and cheese recipe, Fontina cheese, British mature aged cheddar.
This is the bougiest thing you've ever
said. The
yes, and
He's reading it off a tattoo on his arm.
Make a bechamel using chicken stock and milk.
Chris's
powder,
face judging you is the best thing going on right now.
Use cavatappi pasta. Fry the chopped sage and butter. Then toss in panko once filled, toss in grated.
I think Caleb's getting
cheese.
A hard on. He's just
and then layer it: sauce, noodles, sauce, fresh mozzarella cheese.
What?
Quote unquote, for the goo. Gotta have an internal
for
goo.
The goo.
Noodles, sauce.
Like, for the culture?
Put breading on in the last 20 minutes.
So
you're welcome.
I want everyone to know I have had Lauren's mac and cheese. I'm not even a homemade mac and cheese kind of guy. Her mac and cheese is unreal. She's never not taken first in a cook-off
with
her mac and cheese.
With that mac and cheese.
Yes, she's never not won.
She's tried different recipes and we have not gotten first.
Well, then last year at Jen Manis's, your girlfriend's cook-off.
When he says your, he means me, Chris Freeland, because this is an audio podcast.
The viewers all thought we were talking about my girlfriend on top of my wife.
Larry has many mistresses.
Are you below or are you sandwiched in the middle?
But
he's layered in for the goo.
You made that like Hispanic influence mac and cheese randomly.
With Oaxaca cheese in it. Yeah, yeah.
What? That was really good. It just tasted less like mac and cheese and more like a cool pasta.
It was
cool. It was really, I really enjoyed it, but it was like less mac and cheesy and more
She really wanted, she had already, because the time that she found that mac and cheese recipe, she has like remade it now about four or five times, and she was just looking to try something completely different.
No, I mean, that's fair.
And was like, we were on a tear because that Mexican grocery store is like right down the street,
and it
has like legit like oh yeah, Oaxaca cheese right here.
All right, so, Caleb, you are on the board.
So, first of all, listeners, I'm watching the Monday Night Football game, and I just want to comment on the guard play that I'm watching. You guys,
the 49ers at Seahawks.
Fantastic double team up to the second level for any offensive lineman nerds out there. So Patrick Mahomes falls to me at the third pick. I select Turkey.
Oh, wow. Turkey's off the board already.
So I win, and the rest of you guys can go home.
Mm-hmm. No, there
it's
are other
Thanksgiving.
Good meats.
There no, there are not. Not on Thanksgiving.
Are you, you make multiple meats.
Plenty
just,
of meats.
Just so that you get that
multiple
one asshole.
Meats.
Wait, are you a dark meat or white meat guy?
I don't discriminate.
Oh, okay, so you eat it all. Okay. You just like just pass the whole
bird. I just
bird.
Imagine you with like a big drumstick.
So one of the earliest pictures of me with my family is me with this humongous. I'm like four, and I have this humongous turkey leg that's as big as my head, and the grease is all over like my nice Thanksgiving church shirt.
Like a Ren Faire turkey?
Just destroyed.
Yeah. Like a little Fred Flintstone.
Absolutely.
Let me get your mom's email so I can get a picture. Get that picture. It'll be framed in my house. Like, why is there a random kid? Oh, that's Caleb. I just think it's hilarious.
He's a 30-year-old man, actually. All right, Manis, you are on deck.
All right, congratulations to the top three, first of all. You've all made very inspired picks. Mm-hmm. Caleb, turkey, classic. It's going to be a plug-and-play starter for the next 10 years anchoring your offensive line.
Very traditional pick.
Yeah. Now this is where the draft opens up. I could go anywhere, okay? And I think I have to go with the classic and go with mashed potatoes.
Nice.
That's right.
Nice
pick. Yeah, minimum one full stick of butter in there, you know?
Absolutely.
Not margarine bullshit.
No, absolutely
hand
not.
Mashed.
Yeah,
hand
that's right. Hand mashed. Yeah, white, fluffy mashed potatoes.
Wait, does he get gravy along with that?
Ooh.
Is that a package deal?
No, it's not. It
yeah,
is
this
not.
Is another important philosophical debate to have here. Is gravy a side or is it a condiment?
I don't think condiment was a category.
Exactly.
I mean, technically, the only way you can have it, because the only way to properly make it is from the meat that you have just cooked, I think it is technically a side.
Mm. No, it's technically part of the turkey, and I get gravy too.
Ooh, yeah. That actually, good point.
You get some dry ass turkeys, what you get.
I'll eat plain mashed potatoes.
I don't like gravy.
I think gravy's a side.
I love
I think gravy's
potatoes.
A side because I will.
If the mashed potatoes
right,
are good enough, you don't need gravy to make them like wet enough. Like,
I think gravy. I think gravy you can count as a side. Yeah.
Are these garlic mashed potatoes? Are we just talking straight up old fashioned?
I think. That is too specific of a delineation between types of potatoes. Now, if I get mashed potatoes, I don't also get baked potatoes, obviously.
Of course.
But if I get mashed potatoes, I get garlic mashed potatoes. I get skin-in mashed potatoes. I don't get sweet mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's a different potato.
That's a different thing. That's a different thing.
But I get
you don't have headphones, but you know I'm playing the primetime music behind you.
I'm the only one without headphones for reference, so I might just be talking over sound drops this whole show.
Hey, double check. Skins on or skins off?
most of the time, in my experience, Thanksgiving mashed potatoes, the skin's off.
You know, I've heard it's more pleasurable to eat with the skin on.
I do as well. I like that better.
Yeah, I heard it's harder to clean, though.
That was a penis joke for anyone at home.
Great.
What?
Oh, do you circumcise your potatoes?
Yeah, I was
oh, my God.
Penis, mashed penis is on the board still, guys.
Fuck, no.
Mashed uncircumcised potatoes.
When I'm at Zoe's family's Thanksgiving, and they ask me to mash potatoes, should I ask if I should circumcise?
Well, for folks listening at home, you shouldn't circumcise your own potatoes. You should bring in a trained moyle to circumcise your potatoes.
Unless you're Burt Brown at the age of 16.
Shout out Burt Brown!
I know.
What?
I feel like there's too much to dissect there.
Yeah. We have a friend who got circumcised real late, and he talked about it a lot.
Yeah.
I have a really gross story about that. I won't tell now, but I'll save it for later.
What? It's later during this podcast.
Too gross. After you've talked about the food, maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. That's fair.
Andrew, some parents save the foreskin later in life. Can we count that as a sign?
Put it in a pickle jar.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And or placenta. They don't have to be a package.
Yeah. I'm talking now.
Oh, okay. Man. Well, speaking of which, it's actually your pick now, so...
It's my pick?
Yeah. Oh. I think you just spoiled it.
Oh, man. All right. So
pickle
I don't.
Foreskin.
I've never watched a draft. I don't know anything about football, so don't expect a lot of sports references. But my first pick is going to be green bean casserole.
Wow.
Ooh. Wow. Wow.
Wow. Wow.
My sister makes an amazing green bean casserole. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And this is coming from a guy who doesn't like cream of mushroom, right?
Yes, this is coming from a guy who does not like cream of mushroom, but loves green bean casserole.
Sometimes it's like you can't, you know, it's the.
Yeah.
It makes the whole thing better, but you don't like it by itself.
Mm-hmm.
Does she make it with like the crispy fried onions?
Oh, if you don't have the crispy fried onions, I wouldn't eat it. That's the best part. You get that mix of texture. Yeah. You get the soft and the gooey and the crunchy.
Mm-hmm. Gotta layer that goo.
Gotta layer the goo,
people.
You gotta get that goo.
Hashtag
gotta get that goo. Speaking of get that goo, so now we have...
Speaking of get that goo.
This show brought to you by our sponsor...
As I'm giving Ben Burrs his pick here, he went reaching really far, and when he listens to this, he's going to probably scald me. But his first, and he said this is in order, his first pick, cranberry sauce.
Boo. Boo. Absolutely.
Right? Like,
Divisive pick.
That feels like someone who comes into the draft and wants people to be like, whoa, what a pick.
But that's taking Cyrus Kwanjo in the
But honestly,
this is Ryan Leaf over Peyton Manning.
He's not here to defend himself, so I will ask a couple of follow-up questions. Does it say any details about what kind of cranberry sauce?
Yes, actually.
Are we talking about straight out of the can, that like cylinder, like a magenta cylinder
that's ribbed when you take it out.
It keeps the shape of the can. No ocean spray.
Say it again,
it's ribbed for no one's pleasure.
Ocean spray keeps the shape of the can.
Oh. Hey, Ben.
Oh,
fuck you.
Hey, guys, wait. He does have another pick immediately, I'm not mistaken.
Oh, okay.
Right. So let's see if he can redeem himself right here.
Just a zested orange.
No. Otherwise, I don't know. I don't know what we're dealing with. If he can't make it.
He selects water.
In a single olive.
Now, dressing was the number one overall pick, so dressing does not count anymore in his case.
Stuffing was
Although, a note, he says, get it year-round at Cracker Barrel. Stuffing is good, but not worth the salmonella risk.
The one that... the reason I picked it is because my mom only... The one that we have on Thanksgiving, we don't have any other time during the year. It's a one-time deal.
What are you guys putting in your stuffing that has salmonella?
Well, some traditionalists, a.k.a. people who don't want shit cooked to temperature, would actually put it into the turkey cavity.
That's what we do.
Cook it in there.
That's what we do.
But when you do that before the turkey has actually cooked for a little while to get to temperature, you're actually ensuring that all the juices that are absorbed into the stuffing are not actually to temperature. And that runs a risk for salmonella.
Cool.
I don't do that, and I garnish my stuffing with sashimi-grade tuna.
What?
That's fine.
Yeah, that's what we do. We stuff it in the bird.
So Ben's official next pick is his third on his list, and that is ambrosia or some kind of fruit salad.
Are you serious?
That's what he wrote.
All of his gelatin-based picks.
Hold on, Chris is really upset.
Does that rule out Watergate salad for the rest of the...
No.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
It does not.
Okay.
All right, we're good.
I'm sorry, I don't even know what that is.
It's a salad where you steal a bunch of stuff from the Democratic National Committee.
And then you lie about it. Right. You use your power as the owner of the house who's hosting Thanksgiving.
But you mix it with something creamy.
You blame it on your wife.
Make her take the fall. But you serve it up in a series of secret tape recorders.
Dude just literally traded up into the first round to take fucking Michael Sam or some shit, dude. This is unreal.
This is the Seahawks taking LJ Collier.
Let's just recap. Ben's plate is just cranberry sauce and everything.
There's nothing related to meat or it's only fruit based.
Ben is out here drafting for the teethless grandmas out there. That's what's going on.
Fruit and pectin based, really.
God.
So much gelatin.
Okay. All right,
Chris, you are up next.
All right, so this is my favorite pick, but I didn't pick it in the first draft because I was scared green bean casserole would get taken. My next pick is candied yams.
Candied yams.
Fancy boy yams, as I call them.
Are they yams or are they sweet potatoes?
They're yams. We use real yams.
Okay, so yeah. I feel like there's a...
Yeah, there's sweet potatoes on the board.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sweet potato casserole because this is this shit with the nuts and the sugar and the
mushroom.
Right.
Not the mushrooms, marshmallows. Oh, God.
That's why you hate mushrooms, because they just put it in everything. Ooh. Is that really a thing with vegetarians? They're just like, guys, try this out.
Well, it's changed a lot now that we have all these weird fake meats that I actually do like, but they are weird. But it used to be like mushroom burger, portobello club sandwich, just a portobello on a plate. It's like, I didn't like the texture's weird. It's not like meat. The taste is weird.
It's a little rubbery.
It's like eating a slug.
That's true.
How's jackfruit? I've never had
jackfruit. Oh, dude, jackfruit's awesome. I feel like you would very much like jackfruit.
I've actually never seen one in real life until yesterday. We're in the DeKalb Farmers Market in Atlanta, and they're fucking massive.
Yeah, they don't look like what you think they would.
No, they're huge.
And inside's really great. Now, don't get jackfruit mixed up with durian. You will regret the rest of your life.
That's what I thought they were at first until I walked over. Durian, I was like, oh, whoa, they have durian. Then I was like, oh, that's
durian.
Probably
I can't,
makes sense that it wouldn't be here.
Durian is like the smelliest fruit of all time. Durian, it's like banned on public transits in Asia because people are just trying to eat it and they're like, no, don't put mention on it.
Groping, not banned. Durian, banned.
I feel like me and Caleb could have a fun sitcom where he teaches me about sports and chopping wood and I teach him about vegetarian options.
Yes.
Guys, this could be the beginning of a beautiful Thanksgiving right here.
All right. Man, it's Clancy. You are on the board.
All right.
You got mashed potatoes so far.
Mm-hmm. Now remind me, we did rule that gravy was a side, correct?
So will you go with the handcuff pick? Will you go with
trade up.
Ooh, yes! If you absolutely want to make some trades.
What does trade up mean?
If you want to trade your pick or move around,
trade some of my players that I have
right now.
Apparently.
So it's like
Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yes!
It's exactly like Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Here's an example. No one would trade for anything on Ben's plate right now.
Okay,
right.
Yeah.
You stay with Ben's plate. Ben's like the untradeable right now. Anyway, are you going with the handcuff pick? Are you going with...
So I can go with gravy?
You can. It's on the board.
But that's one of my three sides.
Yeah. How much do you love gravy?
I want crescent rolls.
Oh,
wow.
He went sideways.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
This
okay.
is so the much fun.
You have a very light beige plate so far.
Wait, so are your crescent rolls they're crispy, they're kind of like a
Pillsbury, out of the canister, you crack it open, you pop it.
Are they croissant-esque?
Yes. Yeah. They're not as flaky as a croissant.
Well, because there's a triangle and then you roll it up.
Damn. All right.
So that's my bread.
To argue semantics with rolls, but
no, that's my bread right there.
Literally your bread.
Yeah. So I've got one side and one bread by my count.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's like going for your quarterback there pretty early. You're like, all right, I'm just gonna go for it now.
Mm-hmm. So
that's good.
What other breads do you eat at Thanksgiving?
I have one.
Right? It's Lauren's bread.
See,
it's recipe time. I'm gonna
the
read
most
something
else. Interesting part of this exercise to me is us collectively agreeing what the 15th best Thanksgiving side is, the 5th best Thanksgiving protein, all of these things.
I'm excited,
far down on the list.
Really excited.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I know, because now that, speaking of which, Caleb, you're next, you already have the turkey, now it's going to be a real stretch for everyone
gravy
else.
Slid in like a motherfucker.
See, this was my fear with crescent rolls. I knew my guy wasn't going to be there in the next round, but I wanted crescent rolls anyway.
But, do you have a specific gravy?
Yeah, that's actually, yeah, that's important.
Brown?
Okay.
Well, turkey? Well, from the turkey or from like a premix?
Oh, thing? No, made from the turkey, bunch of bits of.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm typing in brown gravy. With chunks, brown gravy.
It's got the guts in it.
Even some beak, maybe if you got beak, just whatever's left or just throw it in there.
A little liver.
Bony, crunchy gravy.
Well, you strain it. You strain it.
That's how Meemaw make it. Speaking of straining, Larry.
I don't know what that means. You have
man bun straining.
You don't eat much fiber.
Oh.
That's not true. He has Metamucil crackers.
So. Well, I guess my next pick is gonna prove that because it definitely doesn't have fiber. It would be cornbread. My pick for my bread.
Slept on cornbread.
But like the traditional southern cornbread, like made in a cast iron, like in an old cast iron.
Buttermilk or sweet?
Buttermilk. And actually,
I didn't even know there was varieties.
If the rest of the room is cool with it, like if the rest of the like guests are cool with it, just a little bit of jalapeno in it
right in the
to like give it just like a little bit of a spiciness to the cornbread.
Oh, all right.
Okay. No, you do a milk. No corn chunks because that's too much like corn fritters. It's not really cornbread.
Right.
Yeah. Not a big fan of that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
A little bit of spice, and then you. Now this is also a Lauren dish. It's Lauren's cornbread.
Lauren can make it, and her and mama. It's her and mama's recipe that she usually makes. But I mean, I
code
grew
word
up
for
in,
grandma.
I and mama. Yeah. Jane mama.
Yeah, I'm just clarifying for the rest of the room.
Yes. One of the kids couldn't say grandma when they were a kid, so they called her and mama, and it stuck.
Oh, I can't tell if you're saying like and mother
yeah,
or
right.
like
that's why I was like code word for grandma.
And mama.
Also, I thought I heard like aunt mama.
And mama, and then her name is They're Jane, so I joke and call her Jane mama. Yeah, she is very, very southern.
Oh.
All right. Well,
from,
I'm
Aiken? No.
She's from Easley originally. She just celebrated her 90th birthday. She's from Easley originally but like lives in Spartanburg now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So she moved up. Good. Yeah. All right. Lindsay gets the next two picks.
Oh, I am
thrilled. Ashley just swigged. Oh, she knows what she's doing.
I'm thrilled. Yeah, because like I got my top three sides. I'm about to get my top three sides.
Oh shit.
So, we clarified that yams and sweet potatoes are different.
So sweet potato?
So I'm going to go with sweet potato casserole.
Nice.
Sweet potatoes are one of my favorite foods year-round, and it just feels extra special on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Usually what we do, or the past couple years, my mom's made one that's got like a little bit of like chipotle pepper and bacon, and then half has
bacon?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And then half has sweet marshmallow on top, so you can have some if you want, but also not. It's a pretty sweet, like sweet, spicy, savory, all of the things combo. And then my second pick is going to be corn casserole.
Corn casserole.
Yep, love it. One of my favorite foods in general. Really thrilled to be eating it soon.
Now, what kind of corn casserole?
So it's like creamed corn, but when you add like eggs and breadcrumbs to make it a little bit more like firm. Okay. But it's basically like creamed corn that you bake.
One of my coworkers this morning saw that I was doing this with you guys, and I put like that as my like my number third side dish, and he was like. Ugh, I don't even want to talk to you. And I'm like, go after yourself.
No, I love cream corn and corn casserole.
Especially made in the skillet. That's the way I have to eat it.
In like a normal casserole dish, bake it. But yeah, so those are my two picks: sweet potatoes and corn casserole.
So I'm
thrilled.
Coasting.
I got my top three sides.
Oh man,
can we review what's been taken off the board?
All right, agree. So recap. Let's recap. So stuffing / dressing, however you want to call it, mac and cheese, turkey, mashed potatoes. Green bean casserole, cranberry sauce. Yes, cranberry sauce is already off the board. No one expected that. Also, ambrosia is off the board. I'm sorry, Chris. Ambrosia is off the board.
Oh, God.
Candy? Ambrosia wasn't even...
I'll trade for ambrosia.
Ambrosia just got out of the CFL. And got drafted.
Really moved up. Really moved up.
Ambrosia's in the XFL. What are you talking about?
Ambrosia is Danny Watkins, the 26-year-old firefighter that the Eagles drafted in the first round. And cranberry sauce is Brandon Weeden, the 28-year-old quarterback out of Oklahoma State. Yeah.
Hey, was that first sports reference, that Mark Wahlberg movie?
Yes!
No.
Is this the replacements? We're talking about the replacements.
Oh, no, we did that.
You're thinking of Vince Papale.
Me and Anna said that for one of
Hey, but good job. That was a real sports movie. Yes. And that story is true. That happened.
For the Philadelphia Eagles one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Invincible?
Where he's got like slightly longer hair to show that it's a different time.
And also to show that he's fast because it flows
through. It flows through. Ambrosia's on the board. Candied yams. Crescent rolls. Brown gravy, cornbread, sweet potato casserole, and corn casseroles off the board. Now, going back to Larry, Larry has mac and cheese, cornbread.
A lot of carbs here.
Oof. But
it's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, absolutely.
Calories don't count.
All right. What are we doing, Larry?
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and I doubt anybody else is gonna go for this meat, but there's a personal familial significance to this pulled pork as a meat. Again, grew up in South
Carolina. That's a reach because I don't think anyone would have gotten pulled pork. Especially this early. Like, I've never had pulled pork on Thanksgiving.
Personally, but that definitely would have been on my list of proteins because I can only imagine it's a big thing in the South.
It's the Midlands of South Carolina. My parents are from Connecticut, but we grew up in the Midlands. At one point, Dad actually tried to cook a whole pig. His birthday is like always the week of Thanksgiving, even though Thanksgiving kind of shifts a little bit. His birthday is always in and around there. When his 50th birthday, he cooked a whole pig, and
Death.
Well, he was using a large.
I'm trying to get this apple in his mouth.
He was using a large propane oven cook it, and he accidentally
put a whole pig in an oven.
In one of those big
Larry, help me close this door.
Like a big propane cooker.
Yeah.
He accidentally set his face on fire, you guys.
Wait, his or the pig's?
His face.
No more eyebrows?
His eyebrows. Whoa.
Pigs have eyebrows?
His eyebrows were gone. I wound up having to take him to the local, not ER, with doctor's care. I had to take him to doctor's care, and doctor's care was like, well, you seem okay, but because you breathed in when your face got lit on fire,
you're gonna turn into a pig man.
A Twilight episode.
We need to watch you overnight to make sure your lungs don't burn. Pulled pork has become a thing for our Thanksgivings now it's a good meat, but also it reminds us all that
your dad has nightmare flashbacks every Thanksgiving.
And you want to keep them relevant, so you make sure that you have pork to relive those memories.
He is far too proud. We keep doing it hoping it will humble him more, and it just never works. All right. He just goes, I swear it wasn't me. It's like, no, it was definitely
it wasn't
you.
Me.
It was the propane.
Yeah.
All right, guys, so Larry's dad's eyebrows are on the board still.
All right. Ooh. I just want to go back, Andrew.
Yeah.
Pigs are mammals, and therefore they do have eyebrows. So just think about that.
Is having eyebrows
only mammals have eyebrows?
Dolphins have eyebrows.
Dolphins
yes, they do. They have hair
eyebrows.
All over their body. Yes.
Does hair all over the body constitute eyebrow?
Hair above the eyes.
But I feel like an eyebrow is a singular thing. But if you're all hair, then you're just it's
Chris.
All
you've never
one
you've
body
never seen
hair,
a dolphin
right?
just give you like the one eyebrow, like people's eyebrow.
Guys, you gotta save it for the Shark Week debate.
Ooh, there's an episode. Shark Week draft pick, and he's just raising his eyebrow all the time.
What shark you would draft?
Yeah, exactly.
Hammerhead, always.
Yes, don't forget.
I don't want a basking one that just swims with its mouth wide open all the time.
Do the street sharks count as one?
Whale shark.
No, the street sharks are all various species of shark.
I
did some streaks.
When my grandmother was in a nursing home, I took my favorite street shark, which was the hammerhead guy.
Of course.
And I was playing with it on their sweet linoleum floors. And then I went to go get Jell-O with my grandmother, and one of the old ladies stole my street shark, and I have never gotten it back.
Old lady stole your street
shark? She stole
my
street shark. Or one of those shady nursing home people who work there stole it. Someone stole my street shark.
Wow.
Yes.
On a side note, sharks and dolphins are still on the board as another meat.
Caleb.
Do not like shark.
I choose shark. No, that's a lie. I was just kidding.
Does Caleb want to give up turkey for shark?
Great.
You got turkey and brown gravy.
I'm going to go... dessert here. I'm going pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie is not the best pie, but on Thanksgiving, it is the best pie.
I agree.
It's literally squash turned into pie.
That's right. And it's wonderful. And
it's
nice
pretty great.
And just soft and delicious.
Mm-hmm.
From someone who had pie at his own wedding.
Oh, yeah, we did. We had apple pie.
Yeah,
because you're all American, right?
Because we're all American. We all fucked pies at my wedding.
Apparently, I had pies at my wedding, and I had no idea about it. So, yeah, well, I was like, yeah, people are happy right now. Where we're doing photos, they're getting pies. I'm like, wait, what did we put that on the menu? So I didn't get a pie at my own wedding.
Your wedding was fun, dude. You had a lot of activities.
I didn't get pie at my wedding either, buddy.
You got sparklers, though.
At my wedding, I ate 3 grapes and 1 piece of cake, and that was it. That's all I ate.
Oh, so grapes still on the board then, too.
Grapes on the board.
Man, it's your next.
Oh, man. All right. I got a tough decision to make here. because, frankly, I think my food options so far, while strong,
they're safe,
strong, solid, safe options. Mm-hmm. I think we're lacking, you know, that spark. Okay?
That spark. Okay.
But frankly, I think at this value, there's no food that I could take at this moment that's really going to put me over the top compared to what you guys have.
Ambrosia's off the board.
No, so I'm taking football.
What?
I'm taking football as my Thanksgiving program. I figure if I can't get the best
food. Chris is devastated, by the way.
If I can't get the best food item here in round three, I'm going with the number one best Thanksgiving TV program.
Larry's upset too, guys. Larry just shotgunned a beer in depression, so he can't be here.
So I was debating real hard dessert or
Caleb knew what you were going with too. He was just like, no! Like a slow motion was coming.
I'm so mad I just broke my beer bottle. opening it. Actually, I need to get a glass for this one. I genuinely did break this beer bottle.
Oh, no. It's okay. It came from Malty. So, recap. Green bean casserole, candied yams. Chris.
All right. So, I think this one is going to be a surprise to everyone here on the panel today.
I'm excited for it.
It's meat.
If you don't know me, I'm a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. My pick is not exactly a vegetarian option, but it is a food pretending to be another food.
Korean
because
barbecue.
Up until I was about 13 years old, I thought I had turkey every year for Thanksgiving. And it turned out my grandparents lied to me and were feeding me lamb.
What? Yeah, lamb!
That is a strong pick.
Wow, that is a good one.
I love lamb.
Mm-hmm. I love lamb.
Mm-hmm. Lamb is delicious.
It wasn't even on my board.
My dad has made lamb for Thanksgiving as well.
Lamb's been like, I've seen on the menu.
These are the discoveries I was interested in making over the course of this draft.
And lamb is like something like, if I see it on a menu, I always order because it's something, like my view in restaurants is like, I only get stuff that I cannot make. If I can't make it,
totally.
So, like, lamb's a pain in the ass.
Lamb, second protein off the board, and none of us are Greek.
Third.
No.
What was this? Oh, pulled pork.
Pulled pork. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Still,
is
third.
Is ambrosia a protein?
That's
hot. Is the creamy shit an ambrosia a protein?
Mac and cheese, a lot of cheese, right?
Larry, I feel like your dad and my dad are pretty similar as far as cooking goes. Like, maybe not the best, but we'll definitely go out on a limb and experiment.
Really good on meats, too.
Yes. Yeah. And if you go over to my dad's house, and I imagine it's with your dad, too, like, there's a good chance what you're going to eat is going to be horrible, but there's also a strong chance it's going to blow you away.
Mm. That's fair.
It's a high risk, high reward.
Yeah, my dad will put pineapple in stuff, and you're just not prepared.
Yeah,
like,
low floor,
meatloaf,
high
seasoning. What is this? Uh-huh. Why is there pineapple?
Why is there so much curry seasoning?
Low floor, high ceiling.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
It's heaven
big
and hell. Mm-hmm. It's heaven or hell.
Heaven and hell.
All right, Ben Burris is not here, so his next draft pick.
Wow, I can't wait to hear it.
Can we take bets on
now
this?
Now he's got two picks.
Oh, my God. He's got two picks.
It's just mint gel.
Is it Sensodyne toothpaste or something? What's he got?
Is it the plate?
Can I pick what china we use?
Let's recap again.
You guys joke, but I was going to draft that in the last round.
Yeah, what the fuck protein is he going to pick to go with this beautiful size?
Oh, my God.
Cranberry sauce. Ambrosia. And his pick.
Honestly, it's better that he's not here. So you don't have to look at his eyes.
I'm about to text him and be like, fuck you.
You maniac.
Like, what? Why? So his pick, and this is very specific, going back to why we made this rule again.
Okay.
Green beans, soft French style, overboiled to the point of being the idea of beans.
Okay, he's a million years old.
Overboiled.
He wants them to be overcooked.
Does he have teeth?
Guys, I think Ben is just going for traditional in his mind.
I think this is
his family.
Tell me the next one is mint jelly.
Ben's Thanksgiving sucks. I think we know that.
Maybe this is his, like, you know, his reveal to us that he has very soft teeth.
So maybe he's never eaten Thanksgiving before.
So my wife is having, like, a Friendsgiving. Uh-huh. And, you guys are all invited, by the way.
Oh, yeah, cool. Let's do it.
Thank you.
I'll make some mac and cheese.
Ben is also invited. He is not permitted to bring anything. He may bring a centerpiece or some drinks. That is what
he can
Ben
bring.
Isaiah.
No, he'd bring like milk.
Maybe that'll be his side. Oh,
God. A bowl of milk.
I came into this draft thinking, I told you yesterday, I had some tricks up my sleeve. I had a plan in place. I had some gamesmanship that I was going to roll out. I was thinking, I'm going to be the biggest troll of this entire draft. Ben has taken the cake. by a country mile.
Guys, he can't
and
be
here. And he's not even here.
He can't be here not because of his, like, oh, I want to play Switch and hang out with my family. Bullshit. He didn't want to look at
us. No, he was scared. He was ashamed. He was ashamed, yeah.
He's like, I'll choke if I'm in front of him. Better send a list.
In the almost 40 episodes I've done of this with you guys, this is the first time I've cried. Wow, my gut is hurting. Laughing from the counter of Ben's plate.
Man.
So Ben's next pick,
fourth pick
on Ben's plate.
Ambrosia again.
A second helping of Ambrosia.
Overcooked Caesar salad.
But this goes. This goes to the point of whether or not he has soft teeth, because his choice is the one protein that we all can adhere to with soft teeth.
Okay.
That's all right. That's fine. Wait, is it any kind of specific? Is it like a sweeter ham? Is it a saltier ham?
He just wrote ham.
Just deli meat ham.
like cooking for 5 hours.
Honestly, when I was doing my mock drafts over here, I was thinking ham. I was thinking ham was a lock for the second protein.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah,
fourth.
He did right. Yeah, big ham. Yeah. Pigs are smarter than dogs. I don't feel great about it. That's what he wrote.
Okay.
So, who says a pig is smarter than a dog?
Apparently, pigs are pretty smart.
Like, have we ever?
The pig lobbyists.
Who's given a pig an SAT? Mm. Like, come on. Hmm.
I just want to say, as a vegetarian, Ben, unless you go vegetarian, shut the fuck up. Either be all in, either eat a fucking dog or don't eat.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
I feel like there's gray area.
Nope, they're all saying.
What is this take?
I would eat, if I ate meat, I would eat a person.
All right, I'm changing my meat from lamb to fucking dog.
It's not just dog, fucking dog.
To answer what kind of SAT you give a pig, a PSAT. Anyway.
Because the P is for pig.
I quit. I'm
Okay, who's next?
Freeland, you're next on the board. So to recap, you have green bean casserole, candied yams, and lamb.
And you're not allowed to use dog now because you said lamb.
Well, in my family, dog is a side.
I didn't know you were Korean.
But he only eats black dogs. He doesn't eat white dogs.
Wow. This has got like layers of racism.
Racist, wow. Andrew. How could you?
Because black dogs are bad for your heart. Dark dogs are bad for your heart, man.
What?
Dark meat? What? No? All right, fine. Okay. Chris, your fourth-round pick. As I forget to edit that and leave it in the podcast.
This sports podcast is much like the NFL. Very racist.
Hey!
You guys can't tell, but Chris is kneeling right now.
Yes, I'm kneeling.
For the injustice of Ben's plate.
I'm wearing a Malcolm X hat, and I'm kneeling. So I had a plan, mm-hmm. but when Manis picked football, I forgot about the program.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to switch my plan up to get this before anyone else can. I'm going with Charlie Brown Thanksgiving.
Oh, very nice.
Solid. Mm-hmm.
Don't
the turkey of after...
C-SPAN still sitting on the board.
That is Ben's pick.
because it's his Thanksgiving with his old family.
Ben's pick is like the screen in a that's on a TV in a hotel room when you first walk in.
Just the channel switch. Yeah.
That says, welcome, Mr. Burris.
Yeah.
TV guy.
Yeah. What kind of music is it? Is it like tropical, like island music?
Muzak.
It's Muzak. Contemporary.
Oh, man. All right, so now, Manis, you are next on the board. Recap. Manis, you have football, you have crescent rolls, and you have mashed potatoes. No gravy, mashed potatoes.
Mm. That's right, yeah.
All right, your fourth round pick.
I'm going to pick my protein here because it's a huge need for my team at this point. I need a protein, and I need it to be something good.
You got a lot of fillers here, yep.
So I'm going to go Italian Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
Pizza.
I'm going to go
that's
with a
vegetable. A
nice... chicken marsala.
Mm,
yeah, what? That's right.
Ooh, is that like actually an Italian Thanksgiving thing?
Yeah, chicken. Ooh, Italian Thanksgiving. Marsala. You know, you got like you'll get like a chicken parm.
Or are you Irish?
I pick chicken. Yeah, I'm very Irish.
Boy, mashed potatoes, but you have Italian pick. Face. That's the thing.
Yeah, I'm creating a Thanksgiving platter that anybody can come in and enjoy. Okay?
And you do have a good combo because chicken marsala is served with potatoes traditionally. Mm. So you already got mashed potatoes in.
Yeah, it comes with mushrooms. Yep. Chicken marsala comes with mushrooms.
So Chris can't have it.
And it's got like a sauce.
Yeah, it's got a sauce.
So you don't necessarily
need... built-in gravy. You planned ahead on that one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. So, clever. You know, right. I didn't find myself in the situation where chicken marsala is
they handcuff meat to your mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
You got an all-in-one.
So that's my protein right there.
All
right. I feel pretty good about it because my last chance emergency protein was going to be big stick of pepperoni.
Which is the appetizer that's been that dessert, you put out actually. For everyone.
So. Yeah.
All right, Caleb, you're next up, and you got recap. You have pumpkin pie you just took off the board, brown gravy, and turkey of all sorts.
Yep. So gravy is a side, right? So I need two more sides.
Two more sides. All
right, so here's what I'm going to do here.
Two
I'm going to go with
the program and a bread.
I'm going to go... All right, so I'm going to go with a side that I don't actually enjoy, but is a monster hit at every Thanksgiving I'm at, and that is one of those water beet salads.
Damn.
Weird stuff in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't really like it because there's like mayonnaise or something in there. Which I'm not a big... There's something... There's like some goo in there that I don't really like.
Is that the one that's like a
actually,
fruit
can you describe this? Yeah. Watergate salad.
There's like fruit in there. There's like nuts in there. There's like lettuce in there.
Sometimes it's served with whipped cream.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
It's a very strange...
Yes. There's goo. I don't like goo that much. Especially if it's white.
It's their... I think there might be pistachio in it. Oh, pistachio pudding mix is the base for this marshmallow salad with pineapple nuts and fluffy whipped topping.
Yeah.
Bro.
Look, it's not a perfect
pick. It's so good.
I don't it's not, actually even like it.
But does it round out his team?
But does it round out the team? There you go.
It's not, it's not a perfect prospect. It's not a perfect pick. But at this point, there is no perfect prospect left. You're drafting traits at this point.
It's a pulling guard. I mean, it is a pulling guard with a great first step.
That's right.
The really sad part is that Ben didn't get it first.
That was going to be my pick until I decided to try to get Charlie Brown off the board.
I feel bad that he doesn't have two cream-based salads.
Yeah. I've got some controversy
later. Directions in this. One, in a large bowl, mixed together. Chill. And that's it.
Wait, here's a question. Is Watergate salad a side? Because I feel like it could also be considered a dessert.
I agree.
I always ate it as a side, but in my head I'm like, this is also very dessert-esque.
Right, it's sweet. Yeah. It's
I feel
sweet.
Like you can make the case based on how you eat it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think if you're in the 50s, it counts as a side.
It's a versatile player.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, utility player. There you go. All
right, special teams, is that a thing?
Yes, absolutely. There you go. So you know things.
Look at you.
I've seen Waterboy.
Caleb's just...
Oh my God, 18 grams of sugar.
Yeah.
In a salad. In a spoonful? Yeah.
So, I don't know if you guys know this, but my wife's entire family has diabetes.
Yeah.
Surprise. Don't worry, I will too.
Are they big Watergate salad people?
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
Also, Mimi is Zoe's grandmother. Used to feed Larry sugar sandwiches, which are two pieces of Wonder Bread, some butter, and some sugar.
Dude, I ate that all the time.
Larry being
I would do that,
dead.
But like cereal in between. I'd be like, ooh, I'm gonna put Fruity Pebbles between two pieces of bread, and be like, it's a sandwich.
Ooh, is that on the board?
Yeah.
Is that a bread?
Yeah.
Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah. It's also me at age six being like, I cook. You know.
All right, Larry, you are next on the board. To recap, Larry, you have, let's see, you have mac and cheese, you have cornbread, and you have a wild card pulled pork.
I feel like you just
expected.
Have like a Southern meal. Mm-hmm.
It's pretty Southern. It's
like
very
it's not
Southern
distinctly
food.
Thanksgiving.
Well, I am, well, yeah, all right, fair enough. Well, I'm going to go ahead and continue that theme, I suppose, with the dessert.
Mm.
I'm going to go ahead and get pecan pie off of the board.
He said pecan.
Are we talking butter on top?
Butter is fine. I've done it that way, and it is good.
Oh, you go to Waffle House, order the pecan pie. They'll put it on the grill and put a big thing of butter on top.
The bigger things to me, if there's something creamy on top, whipped cream is fine. Butter would be good as well. You got like as unhealthy as it is, it's got to be made with the Crisco. It's like just better that way. It holds up better.
Yeah.
It keeps it together.
It really does. Like it kind of congeals a little bit. And if you put just a little bit of bourbon in there too, that kind of caramelizes at the bottom of the crust. So you wind up getting kind of a caramelized-y like,
one crust. Or two bottles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you don't want to put all the bottles in there because you want a glass of it.
That's right.
To pair it off.
Larry either has a really Southern plate or it's like one of those plates you get at like J&S cafeterias.
Oh, I love
just
it.
I think you mean S&S.
I love a good.
There used to be J&S when I was a kid.
I love a good two-letter cafeteria.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're really, like, just depends on the quality of who's making it that year of this Thanksgiving meal.
So Larry's eating his meal at 4 p.m. is what we're saying.
Oh, that's what time you eat Thanksgiving, guys.
That would be
late for us.
No, I graze. I think we start at like 12, then we graze the rest of the day, and then like have another meal at 6.
We get nice and shit-faced on Greyhounds, and we just smash them until we're all nice and wasted.
Is this for Friendsgiving as well?
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
Of course it is. So last year, Larry...
Zoe's dad
kept getting people to make him a greyhound.
He
kept getting family members to make him a greyhound, and none of us knew that we were making like his fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh greyhound.
I just now realized we're not talking about a bus.
What? It's vodka and grapefruit juice, and that's it. And it's incredible. My whole life, nobody ever told me.
My neighbors have a grapefruit tree at home, so we would always just take some, and my parents would drink that like all the time.
Nice. I would do that with gin. That'd be really good.
Yeah, I bet it would. I'm not a huge gin guy, but I bet that would be good.
Yeah.
I bet the grapefruit juice
would be good. I thought you were going to say jizz.
I just love a good, like, put it in a shaker.
In place of the grapefruit juice or the booze?
Wait, jizz? In a shaker?
Yeah, with the grapefruit juice.
What do you call that drink? What is the name of jizz and grapefruit?
Grapefruit jizz, I don't know.
On that note, Lindsay, you got the next two picks.
Jizz is going to be off the board.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Recap.
Taking jizz off the board.
Recap. She has stuffing.
It's a protein.
She has sweet potato casserole and a corn casserole.
Okay.
So you got all your sides are done.
Yep, my sides are done.
Cleared that out. All
right. Great. So I'm going to do a 1-2 punch with these next two picks.
All right.
I'm going to hit my dessert, and I'm going to go apple pie.
Nice.
Damn it.
Yep,
nice.
That's, I feel like... Those are like the three in heavy rotation.
Honestly,
my house.
Damn it.
Yeah, I love apple pie. I'm not a huge
man. Just waiting. He's like, I
feel like I don't love all pies, but the pies that I do like, I'm like really all in on. Yeah. And apple pie is one of them. So that takes care of my dessert. Now I'm gonna go protein, and I'm hoping this counts because I feel like it's like a little bit of a wild card. I'm gonna go with some potential turducken.
Oh,
I know that's a thing that people.
Breaking news: turducken's made its appearance on the board.
Yeah, I know that's a thing that people try. I'm definitely into all the poultries. I'm a duck fan. I know that's. I feel like that's like one of like the lesser poultry items. But
does anyone know how to make turducken? I've heard the legend.
Stuff them inside
a chicken
each
and a duck and a turkey.
Yep.
It's right like, there in the name.
Again, the temperature, getting to temperature is the key part, right? So, like,
I think
feel
you have
like
to cook it for a really long time.
Cook for a long time at a lower medium heat. Yeah.
This is incredible. Frankly, I thought turducken was off the board with turkey going on.
Well, I feel like the inclusion of the other two.
I'll allow it.
It's a unique thing.
Man's like, I should just shift the whole board now.
You have to jam a chicken into a duck and then jam the duck into a turkey.
The landscape of the Thanksgiving platter just changed right here. Ladies and gentlemen, turducken's off the board.
Potential franchise pick.
That's right.
Coming in the sixth round.
I guess obviously with turducken,
Tony Romo.
You have to basically roast it for a long period of time.
We've talked about the concerns. We know there are reasons why he fell this far. Temperature being key among them.
Caleb, we didn't actually say how you wanted to prepare your turkey earlier. I'm realizing.
Yeah, some people deep fry their turkey.
I feel like turducken is a big deal.
So I've had some deep fried turkeys, and they're good. But I would say that, honestly, the best way to cook a turkey is in one of those roaster bags.
Okay.
It is the juiciest, sweetest turkey. Fried turkey's really good for a little bit. Mm-hmm. The problem is it doesn't make good sandwiches.
Doesn't hold up.
And to me, a turkey... Like, Thanksgiving is more than just this one meal.
Yeah.
It is an entire week of gluttony centered around... the fattest bird in the world.
The fattest bird in the world.
That we have genetically modified to be even fatter.
To be even fatter.
Very fat.
Yeah, that's why turduckens made Chris a vegetarian, by the way.
Although I will say this, at the Woodman family Thanksgiving, we go to their farm, and typically it is a turkey that they shot.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Like, there's two or three turkeys, but one will be a wild turkey that they shot.
You ever been to a bullet before? You ever bitten into a bullet before?
Bit into?
Yeah, a couple years ago, my friend Landon Thompson.
Not at Thanksgiving, but yes, eating other.
He gave me some venison stuffed peppers.
Yep.
And like on my last bite, I bit down and almost like broke my molar.
Oh.
And it was like that big, like the size of a quarter, and I threw it on his table.
What'd they shoot it with? Fucking shotgun?
The thing the Terminator uses? Anyway.
Shotgun?
Slugs?
And I threw the piece of metal on his desk. I was like, is that a fucking buckshot I just bit on? He's like, yeah, it is. I missed one. I was like,
And then it turned into liquid metal and, like, slithered off.
And then he, like, did and then attached to a cop's foot somewhere a mile away.
Yeah.
So the turducken brings up an interesting question.
Go on.
Does Joey Tribbiani with his head stuck in a turkey count as a protein?
I mean,
how you do with?
So I'll say, you know,
well, you got lamb, so
you already said you would eat a guy.
That's true. Matt LeBlanc, I mean, he's not a snack, he's a full meal.
The only person actually, oh, you know what? All the protein are gone.